This is Todd Wright. I hope you appreciated episode 300. So let's move forward to episode 301. And I'm going to talk about the completion of the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. Who won? Who lost? I do love hockey. We used to do the Lightning Playoff podcast via JoeBucksFan.com. It's been a shorter run for them the last couple years, and our sponsorship efforts have gone towards other things. But I love talking hockey, so we'll do that a little today with the completion of the hockey playoffs. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of a significant change in Florida law. That change impacts adult males who are residents of the state of Florida who were ordered to pay permanent alimony. As of July 1st, 2023, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. Now, I am simply a paid attorney spokesperson, but I'm guessing that if you are that adult male who was ordered to pay permanent alimony and you're hearing this, you just can't stop paying. But if you call Brandon Legal Group and they get in front of a judge for you, your financial obligation via permanent alimony will be reduced or eliminated altogether, because that's Florida law. 813-902-3576. Or for a free consult, simply click the box at BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. I'm headed out to Tampa Bay Downs Golf Practice Facility after completing this podcast. I generally go after the morning wave because of all the kids that are there for camps. As for many years now, Joey DePompo, director of golf, Jacob, his assistant, have run these fun kids camps that are very efficiently done Monday through Thursday, 9 to noon, ages 6 through 13, at $150 per week. Remaining dates for the camps are, well, we got to look ahead to July, the week of July 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and August 5th. To sign up, visit TampaBayDowns.com/golf or Eventbrite.com. And yes, the Downs Golf Practice Facility is located on the south edge of Tampa Bay Downs racetrack property. It is a very nice practice facility that I have been using for many, many years. And they, and specifically Joey, are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. There's, as a matter of fact, Joey's team won the Todd Wright Tour Championship in 2020, which I hosted on the Copperhead course at Innisbrook. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you have golf questions, they can go to toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. So this is episode 301 of the podcast. Episode 300, we sort of benchmarked it. I did it specific for reasons of why I ever did podcasts in the first place, how I didn't want to do podcasts in the first place. I'll be honest with you, as we move beyond 300, I don't know if I'll get to 400. I just don't know. There are a lot of factors. I don't know. For those of you who listen, I really appreciate you. But just know, look, I've been telling my golfers this too. I'm going on my 10th year hosting golf tournaments. I only planned to host one back in October of 2015 just to see if I could do it, to see if anybody would show up, to see if I knew what I was doing. And now I'm scheduled to do 48, 49, 50, 51, 52 in the coming months after we get off summer break. I firmly believe that most things in life, as they have a start date, they have an end date. And perhaps me doing this podcast has an end date. It's not this one. But I don't know if I'll get to episode 400. But I didn't think I'd host 50 golf tournaments, and I'm going to do that. So we'll see. Your feedback will obviously be a part of that. So if you do appreciate what I do, shoot an email at write.todd@yahoo.com, especially if you have something you'd like me to discuss in one of the Todd Wright Toddcasts. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. I actually had a Facebook, I don't want to call it an exchange. Nick Puglisi was a long time, was he an editor? I think he was briefly, but writer and part of a hell of a talented group at the Tampa Tribune at the time that I had started doing local Tampa sports radio. And some of those guys were great to me. And their opinions of my work meant more than they know. I was friendly with some, and at least one or more I'm still in touch with and enjoy talking to them or work with them, you know, in various ways. But Nick posted in the Palm Beach Post the fact that Lightning fans were rooting against the Panthers. And I said to Nick, I said, I don't get that. There seemed to be a lot of pride in the fact that Florida had produced five straight conference championships with only two teams. It kills one thing that was said by the old guard of hockey. Well, that sounds odd. And the Tampa Bay Lightning are in the Stanley Cup Finals. That sounds strange. The Florida Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals. Well, that doesn't sound right for hockey. That's over. That's over. And for those that have said it and continue to say it, you are outdated. Get up to date. Because the state of Florida has produced five straight appearances in the Stanley Cup Finals, winning three. By the way, the last time Canada, with all of its franchises, produced five straight Stanley Cup finalists was a run that ended in 2007.
Well, it doesn't sound like a hockey final unless a Canadian team is in there.
No, those days are gone. Last time that was done five seasons in a row ended in 2007. Florida has done it 5 years running active. And the teams in New York, they have three of them. They're not pulling it off either. Speaking of Canada, it's now 31 years since Canada won the Cup. 31. I say it every year. It was tested this past year, but it still holds up. Canadian-based NHL franchises don't know how to win the Stanley Cup in the salary cap, live puck, 21st century era. Prove me wrong. Go win one. I know you got to game seven, lost. It's beyond just 31 years of failure. 31 on its own is a staggering number for a country that calls that their sport. But how about 0 for 198. That's really what this is. Canadian-based NHL franchises are 0 for their last 198 seasons in winning the Cup. You say, well, how you come up with that number? Each franchise has a shot to win the Cup each year they exist. So, it's 31 years. We had a lockout season 2005. So, we have to skip over that. So, Ottawa has had 30 chances since Canada last won a Cup and not done it. Toronto has had 30 chances, not done it. That's 60. Montreal, 30 chances, not done it. That's 90. Calgary, 30 more. That's 120. Vancouver, 30 more. That's 150. Edmonton, close, no cup. That's 180. Winnipeg, 16. They had one Winnipeg team move, and then an American team move back to Winnipeg. So it's 16. That's 196. Quebec, two shots before they moved. That's 198. Canadian franchises are 0 for their last 198 attempts to win the Cup. Much of it, there are so many reasons for this. Perhaps there are too many for them to correct. And even had they won Game 7 against Florida, or at which point going forward a Canadian team wins a cup, I may call it an aberration, a one-off, rather than solving the problems. There's a parochial attitude around the sport in Canada that doesn't help. There's a culture that doesn't help. The weather doesn't help. The financial impact on individual players playing there doesn't help. There are organizations, Toronto, where there are too many employees who have a say in what's happening rather than just hiring the right people to do the job and leave them alone. There's pressure. There's history. I've never liked Connor McDavid. I get the EBGBs when Kevin Weeks, who's very good, and some others call him the best player on the planet. Oh, the best player on the planet, best player on the planet. Most best players on the planet at something win championships. He still has time. He moved a lot closer. Yeah, he'll probably get his. I think it'll be south of the border, though. Look at what Tkachuk did telling the Calgary Flames, better trade me, get something for me. And I remember the Canadian hockey analysis was, oh, what a great trade for Calgary. We got rid of Tkachuk, and look at what we got back from the Panthers. Yeah, how'd that work out? The biases, the inconsistencies, the inaccuracies of the Canadian media covering the sport of hockey when accurately trying to talk about Canadian hockey franchises is so bad. Even one person that's into analytics that I like ran numbers before the Stanley Cup Finals and basically said the Panthers had a 1-in-3 chance to win the series. Tkachuk has now won 7 playoff series since getting the hell out of Canada in 2 years, and he's got a cup. Combined Canadian franchises are 0-for-198 over those 31 years in trying to win Canada its next cup. That will break 200 next year, the minute that two teams get eliminated from the playoffs. They'll move to 200. From the Panthers' standpoint, they built something. They avoided having their legacy being, we blew the 3-0 lead. They brought South Florida a championship, and Dwayne Wade wasn't on the roster. That hadn't happened since the Marlins won it all in 2003. Loaded roster. Thought they had a real chance against Vegas last year before Tkachuk got hurt. I wondered if there was enough want to in that room. And, you know, this is a term, and there's a listener to this podcast who's very smart. And we talked once about the Lightning under John Cooper prior to 2020. And if there was enough want to in the room. And eventually, there was. And the Lightning won 2 Stanley Cups. And then just, I think, physically didn't have anything left to finish the job the third year in 2022 when they lost to the Avalanche. Because they blew a lot of one-goal leads in the games that they lost. So I questioned the 1-2 with the Panthers, because that seemed to be the only thing missing. I guess they had just enough. The Reinhardt goal, you know, and that's hockey. Sometimes it only takes one at the right time. Bad play by an Edmonton defenseman, allowing Reinhardt to just skate in, tee it up, shoot it. Waited on a little traffic. Beat Skinner short side. I forget if that got, you know, to his left or his 5-hole, whatever, but beat him. Because he couldn't see it, couldn't make play. Reinhardt was not challenged on the shot despite it not being a 2-on-1. I feel good for Paul Maurice. I like his attitude. I guess I get it because he's been around for so long. He knows a lot. He doesn't care what people think about what he says. He's kind of the anti-Belichick. Maurice always says something. And there's, if you can read between the lines, there's even more to what he's saying. So he is no longer the guy who has coached the most games in NHL history without a cup. He got his. He was the last coach of the Hartford Whalers. And his name's now going on the Stanley Cup. Florida has a lot of roster decisions to make. They've been to the Cup Final the last 2 years. That will take a toll on them physically the way it took a toll on Tampa Bay, be it the timing was a little bit different. Because when the games were actually played across the 2020 and 2021 season and how many of them were played was different because of COVID. And it did impact the Lightning, and it probably will impact the Panthers. I don't expect that the Panthers can repeat next year because of that, the physical toll of how many games you play. And they've played so many games now. The last two seasons. But it earned them a cup. And that's why you play in sports. I know there's a lot of money out there. But if you're not playing to win championships, you can't play on my team. Can't be in my organization. And let's hope, final note, he didn't say anything as he signed off. Let's hope that was the last NHL game done on a national telecast by Sean McDonough. As I texted someone I dearly love that I used to work with who's from the New England, Boston area, she even said, oh, he's from Boston. We love him. I said, that's the problem. He should only be doing things in Boston and New England because he is loved there. Because nationally, no one else gives a shit. Bob Ryan went off on Twitter a while back. Oh, Sean McDonough. Who else could do all four sports? Yeah, I could name a dozen that would do it better. I spent much of these Stanley Cup finals with the game on mute. And that's sad because I've always liked Ray Ferraro. And Ray works very hard on those broadcasts. And he shouldn't have to work that hard. I side with John Gruden on what it was like to work with Sean McDonough. And McDonough, even last night, when a Panther player took a high stick, McDonough made the most basic of mistakes. Well, a referee's checking for blood because if there's blood, it's a 5-minute major. No, it's a double minor. Some would say, that's a little mistake. He made a mistake. Not when you're calling a championship. McDonough just wants to tell stories. Tell stories. Like a Rich Lerner on Golf Channel. Write a book then. Let Bob Wischusen or Steve Levy or someone else call the Stanley Cup Finals. Next year they'll be on TNT, so it'll be Kenny Albert. But in 2 years, I certainly hope I don't have to put ABC ESPN on mute again. That's enough for me for today. The Todd Wright Toddcast presented by Brandon Legal Group and the Downs Golf Practice Facility. Again, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.